Tablet 12. And as for Ishmael, I have blessed him. Genesis 17:20. As it was explained, the next step is surrendering and becoming submissive to God. Islam comes from the word taslim, which means both surrendering and submission. So this fourth truth, which was revealed to humanity as the religion of Islam, is another step toward perfection, salvation, and freedom from bondage in this manifested world. Even in doing a great action to create the proper environment and or help others, if the result is not surrendered to the Lord, it will become a burden. That is because either he will create a great ego of how wonderful a person he is, and so is greater than most others, or he will become very discouraged as to why no one respects him for his greatness, or why others do not progress with all his effort. But by doing the action and surrendering the result, he will free himself of this binding effect and therefore never become depressed. The very cause of depression is expectation and attachment to the result of one's actions. When the result is not as the ego expected, then a person becomes depressed. Even greater than surrendering is submission. In surrendering still, there is an I left which surrenders the result of his action to the Lord. There exists a separation between I and he. In submission, however, a person lets him do the divine actions through him. So the person is no longer is the doer, but is the observer of him doing it. Therefore, if he never did anything, how can he create any attachment to the result of something he had not done? Then he is free. Also in submission, the doer, the thing done, and for whom it is done, all become one, and the unity is complete. There is no I as separate from him. However, to be in that ideation that he is the doer and I am submitted to him is very difficult. So, if it is forgotten or a person becomes attached to the result of his action and realizes it, then he can surrender it to the Lord and be free. But the goal is to be in that state of mind of submission to him, one with him. The very theme of the Quran, the scripture of Islam, is to surrender and submit to God. It is a part of the greatest sign and its teaching, eternal divine path.